Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and Slack went down on the first Monday of 2021. This video is going to be an early report of that incident. We still do not know the cause of what caused that outage in Slack, but as you know, we're not shorting of making assumptions and kind of discussing and making assertions. We might get it right, we might get it wrong. But once we have the full report, well, I'll make the detailed analysis report based on the root cause analysis report that Slack will be releasing. But let's go through it. And I have few theories at what caused the outage. And you might agree and disagree with me on these ones. But these theories are based on previous outages. And the way Slack messaging and Twitter appeared, like, and say, okay, you can do it this way. Try this. So I made some assumptions based on that. Let's just jump into it. So on January 4th, 7 a.m. in the morning, customers starting facing some troubles connecting to Slack and loading Slack messages. By the way, guys, I use Slack once or twice internally at our work. But we moved to Teams, so I no longer use Slack, so I did not experience that outage. So people started seeing 7:40 a.m. started seeing that this is PST, obviously, and there's nothing so far until 8 in the morning. Slack started to say, you know, this is serious, because we started getting a lot of reports that people can't access this stuff, and the first workaround, which helped a lot of users by 9:30 in the morning, is to do a command R. And I looked up this shortcut. It's not actually in the list of Slack shortcut, but this is called a hard refresh. And I found out from a Slack message in 2018 in the Twitter. So they seem to recommend this all the time. And they call this a hard refresh. That tells me that some sort of a cache has gotten bad, and doing a command R in the Slack client will force to skip or evict the cache, perhaps, and force you to go to the source database, which is, by the way, Slack database is MySQL, and they recently moved to Vitess as a sharding layer. And I'm going to make another video talking about Slack architecture. This is very, very interesting. They made it recently, a blog about their architecture moving to Vitess, which I talked about many times in my channel. So essentially their sharding layer. Instead of doing the sharding in their application, they used Vitess, which is interesting. So apparently they have a caching layer, which I did not see anything talking about it publicly. What kind of caching system is that? But we'll come to that. So people started getting back their Slack after doing this command refresh. And however, notifications started to break, but they essentially spun up another incident to take care of the notification. But again, all the recommendation says, hey, just do a Control Shift O or Control R to do a full refresh, essentially. Controller to do a force hard refresh, so you can just clear the cache and hit the database directly so you can get the results, right? So that being said, what affected services were there? The messaging, search, link previews, if you want to preview a link, apps integration, file, login, single sign-on, notification, connection, calls, everything was down, right? But then they spin up another incident just for the notification, Outlook calendar integration, and Google calendar, which apparently people wasn't as concerned about, because most people on my Twitter said, hey, I'm back. So I've been basically, thank you guys, by the way, for reporting this incident on Twitter and keeping us up to date for the Slack users and hopefully everything. And thank you to the Slack team. Really, you guys gonna be empathetic and be in their shoes in such really Monday starting of the year and then going through an outage and just being paged and dealing with that stuff. That's must be hard. And kudos for the Slack engineers for fixing that. That being said, so what I did is say, okay, I suspect caching has something to do with that. Let me go back to the history. And by the way, kudos to this beautiful dashboard. I loved it. You can look at the history. So you see, like a January 4th, there was an incident. December, none. November, none. But October, there was another incident. I'm going to come to that. August, there's another incident. So I love this dashboard. I absolutely liked it. So there was like a not much. Slack didn't want much down during 2020. But look at October 5th, 2020, guys. October 5th. Let's read the issue summary of October 5th. But what I want you to see is see the similarity on October 5th. The exact number of services went down. Exactly the same. All down. So if we read the incident summary, I'm going to go ahead and read the incident summary and then you guys be the judge of this. Again, I might be wrong. Starting on October 5th, 2020, at 6 a.m. in the morning, PDT, Pacific Daytime, some customers experienced degraded functionality in Slack due to slow API performance. Right? That, again, that was October. We do not know if that's the same thing. Technically, when I opened my Slack app, I am subscribed to HAProxy and traffic there. But what I saw there is interesting. I saw that messages appeared, but it took a long time. So it might be the same cause. It's just a slow API performance. So what they did back in October, since many of Slack features rely on making API calls, customers experience latency in almost all aspects of our service. This included, but wasn't limited to, sending and loading messages, searching, calling, everything. So they said, okay, everything went down. We initially identified an overloaded database memory cache server as the source of instability. Very interesting. Same symptoms. Right? We saw slow. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. They asked us, Slack asked us to refresh, do a hard refresh so that we skip the cache and go directly to the source. Here, same symptoms. And the cause was on October, an overloaded database memory cache server. Could it be the same thing? Maybe, maybe not. We'll just have to wait for the root cause analysis report to know. But that's just, again, we're just making assumptions here. Nothing wrong with that. Just learning. Might be wrong or right. At 8 a.m. PDT, we provisioned a replacement server for this host. So that's a very interesting way of solving this thing. So an overloaded database memory, that tells me they don't have some sort of a scalability for this caching layer. They just rely on one or two servers to cache, and they just replace the server completely. That's very interesting. So maybe they just vertically scaled it, right? Because that's what it means to replace. Well, why would you replace a server with the same spec? It must be then it's a single server caching layer. It's not scaled horizontally. That means they just have one server. All right. When it came online, they replaced the server. It unexpectedly caused additional instability and further degraded the performance of the ability server. The replacement server came fully back online and the problem went away, right? So that's essentially what I wanted to discuss here. A caching server that went overloaded back in October, they replaced it, assuming again, with a better, more vertically capable caching server, that's my guess, that kind of handled the new caching layer, and all of a sudden everything went fine. It took them to replace this thing around 2 hours, right? Let's go back to the original thing. Let's see if they actually replaced it. Do you think it's going to be replacing or not? When was the outage? The outage, they found the outage at 7 a.m. They told us to refresh at 9. Suspicious, huh? Exactly 2 hours. 2 hours to replace server, 2 hours to tell us to refresh so we can go immediately to avoid the cache that we have and jump to that. I don't know, guys. What do you think? We'll have to wait. We'll have to wait until we have more information. But I'd like to see your opinion on this one until we have. I'll make a detailed analysis report again, guys, in my channel. If you're new here, welcome. I talk about backend engineering, software engineering, stuff like that. Incident report like this. I analyze the backend infrastructure of many companies and see the lessons we can learn from those smart engineers and how we can apply it on our, and we add it to our kind of Swiss Army knife tools to become a better software engineer, because that's the goal. All these lessons, become a better software engineer. All right, guys, I don't want to make this video any longer than that. We'll have to wait for the full incident report. I'm going to make a full video of that once we have that. I'm going to see you in the next one, guys. How did the Slack outage affected you? Let me know in the comment section below, and I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.